and presently the blossom opened, and out of it there stepped a fairy. She was quite the loveliest fairy in the whole world. Her dress was of pearl and dewdrops, and there were flowers round her neck and in her hair, and her face was like the most perfect flower of all. And she came close to the little rabbit and gathered him up in her arms and kissed him on his velveteen nose that was all damp from crying.
"Little rabbit," she said, "don't you know who I am?"
The little rabbit looked up at her, and it seemed to him that he had seen her face before, but he couldn't think where.
"I am the nursery magic fairy," she said. "I take care of all the playthings that the children have loved. When they are old and worn out and the children don't need them any more, then I come and take them away with me and turn them into real."
"Wasn't I real before?" asked the little rabbit.
"You were real to the boy," the fairy said, "because he loved you. Now you shall be real to everyone."
And she held the little rabbit close in her arms and flew with him into the wood.